have you look out that way for me?
Awesome. Oh, that's gorgeous. The earring is coming out gray.
Lori Cuellar is posing for the camera at Matheson Hammock Park. The morning sun is hitting her. Biscayne Bay and the Miami skyline are in the background. She's 51, wearing a halter dress with tribal prints that falls to the ground, covered with seaweed. Black horizontal lines are painted on her face to complete the fierce look. A large feather earring hangs from her left earlobe. She's missing the top half of that ear.
I let a scab on my ear go for several years without anything being done to it. So I ended up losing the better portion of an ear to skin cancer.
Lori was diagnosed with basal cell carcinoma about 7 years ago. She's the sixth local cancer survivor that the Where To Now fashion blog has featured. Lori's 27-year-old daughter, Renee Cuellar, encouraged her to do this photo shoot.
She tends to be a little shy, a little timid, being around a lot of people, and she kind of stays in her shell a little bit.
So doing a full-day photo shoot like this isn't quite in Lori's nature.
I've never spent the day in front of a camera and posed. It was a very pleasant surprise. I didn't think I would find it that easy.
Lori started chemotherapy in July, and when her hair began to fall out in clumps, she shaved it all off. Her shaved head brought more attention to her ear and facial scars.
We want them to show the reality, and we want to show them the beauty in their scars.
Edina Garcia is 25. She created the blog in honor of her grandmother, who died from a stomach tumor last March at 83.
She has so many traits that I aspire to have one day. And if I could be someone like my grandmother, then I've become a really good woman.
Edina's grandmother, Ada Bejar Garcia, was an actress from Cuba who loved fashion.
She was always dressed up. She was always beautiful and made up. And her lips were always like, she always had some sort of red lipstick on.
She starred in telenovelas like this one, Gata Salvaje.
La niña me dijo que tú eres mi nieta.
She was like the person that when I would buy something that I couldn't tell my mom I bought, I would be like, Grandma, look at what I bought. And then she'd be like, that's awesome. Don't tell your mom either.
Edina is fashion stylist for the photo shoots and uses one piece of her grandmother's jewelry in every shoot. She has four other women working with her, a hairstylist, makeup artist, photographer, and videographer.
My entire team does this pro bono.
Leslie Lynn is the blog's photographer. She also lost her grandmother to pancreatic cancer about 10 years ago. She says this blog honors her grandmother too.
The little complaints that we have every day, like complaining about our bills and our, you know, what to wear and, you know, all those little things, is nothing compared to what these ladies are doing and the strength that they had to have to get through this and to get where they are.
Lori Cuellar's photo shoot wrapped up in the rainforest section of Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden. After the shoot was done, Lori and Leslie, the photographer, looked over the photos together.
I'm not used to seeing myself bald-headed, for one thing.
Oh.
Much so less with...
with all the makeup.
With all the makeup. I'm not used to seeing myself like a model.
About a month ago, Lori found out that she's cancer-free.
I felt like that today that I did beat cancer, that I did come out on top, something that was so hard for me. And it can turn around and be such a beautiful experience.
What I've fallen in love with the most is seeing them come to life. And that's just way better than putting an outfit together.
Edina Garcia, the blog's creator, says Lori's photo shoot will debut in June. For right now, she's working on making Where To Now an official nonprofit. Eventually, Edina wants to take the blog national, featuring men and children, too. For Health News Florida, I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.